Thank you. This one is called Hawaiian Tulip.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are Sacred Lake. This is our last number called Biohazard. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO 91.5.
curveball, score on the spikes. See line, Brookline, you train away. Tomorrow's borrowed, always hollow. Loans, groans, financial moans. It's always wrong for patrons. Rock with Bunker Top, come by the socks and brown logs. Keeps it fresh to keep away from a rock. Playing keep away from what the teachers say. Shooting ping pong balls with bitter grain. Fall away. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Uh-oh.
Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios, Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th from noon to 6 p.m., with a special sneak preview at Select Studios Friday, May 4th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. Free trolleys will be looping throughout the city, taking you to the artist sites. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org, a public service message from Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Hello, this is On the Town with Mikey D, and we're here with Sacred Lake, who just played an amazing set in Studio D. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate you letting us come out here and play for you guys, and I hope
everyone on the radio stations enjoyed it at home or in their cars on the way to work. Guess their way home. No one's working this late.
What if they're like on their jetpack on the way to work? Is it?
Yeah, well, some people work overnight, right?
Yeah. As long as they have wireless, yeah.
Plenty of overnight workers. It's probably something.
Wireless jetpack?
Yeah. Could be, man.
I don't know. Maybe it's a Tesla, new Tesla product?
Yeah. You know, they got some pretty fancy stuff. SpaceX, they just send people out to Mars in their jetpacks at 10:30, and they listen to 91.5.
Yeah. Everybody listens to 91.5 because it's freeform radio.
Yeah, man. It's an awesome station, and I really appreciate that it, you know, caters to the college scene and it gives Tufts a chance to get their name out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you guys were formed at a lake. That's why you guys are called Sacred Lake.
Yeah, that's basically the long and short of it. And it, there's a little more of a backstory behind it. We had a boathouse out back behind a lake. And we would, in the shed, we set it up as our rehearsal studio, much to the neighbors' dismay.
Neighbors were not happy.
Yeah. Well, they were sometimes. Sometimes they told us it sounded good, but
I
sometimes
I think it was
they
the
called.
Neighbors' guests that liked it more than the neighbors.
The neighbors' relatives.
Probably the 12:30 in the morning jam sessions are at night. Just past midnight, you know, the jam sessions, they didn't like that too much. But so we felt like we would go out to the lake and look at the full moon or the stars or whatever and take that energy and put it into the music. And it's kind of what inspired us. And we kind of came up with almost more of a fantasy idea. Matt did, actually.
Well, it's basically instrumental music, and Sacred Lake is sort of the sounds that you hear on this mythical lake. It's pretty, it's like fantasy, but a lot of the inspiration does stem from, it comes from the where we used to jam out in Hopkinton. So
they kicked you out of there, and now you guys rehearse in some horrible dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, once we became a metal cover band, that's when it really, really turned out bad for us.
So you guys are also a metal cover band?
No.
It's a joke.
No, we moved rehearsal spaces. We practice in Framingham now in a desolate basement.
Yeah.
No more mythical creatures. Just dark.
They're still mythical creatures. It's just
on
evil.
The dark side now.
Yeah, they're on the dark
more,
side.
More like chupacabras instead of unicorns?
Yeah,
chupacabra riding a unicorn, I think it's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice nice visual. Yeah,
that's about accurate.
Man, that's gonna be our next album cover: Chupacabra riding a unicorn.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so you guys have
Chupacorn.
You guys have a new album.
Yes, we have a new album. It was released in January, I think. I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I forgot the exact date.
That's very rock and roll.
Yeah.
But it was in January. It was self-published, and we hired an engineer. His name is Pat Drum. He's out in Milford. And we sort of...
Great guy.
Excellent to work with. Very patient throughout the whole process. We had to do a million takes. If you listened to it, you might have noticed the abundance of notes that we
Some play. Say too many notes.
Yes. Or not enough. There's never enough. More is more. We worked it out. We actually recorded in the shed that we jammed in. And did a lot of tracking out of his house in Milford. So, yeah. It's available on Bandcamp, I think.
Yep, Bandcamp. It's a double disc, so it's two CDs. It's like 90 minutes long, so it's double feature. We're really proud of it.
We're trying.
What's the Bandcamp again, TJ?
Sacredlake.bandcamp.com.
I could not say that during the performance.
Yeah, and you could.
I was like, what are we trying to do right now?
You can also check us out at facebook.com/sacredlakeband. We post all our shows there. If you want to catch us in person playing the live music.
Do you guys have any shows coming up that you want
what's the next
plug?
One? May 24th, right?
Yeah, we have one in Rhode Island in May 24th, but what might be more relevant to the audience at 91.5 would be our June show. Do you know the exact date?
I think it's
June 23rd at the Midway Cafe, June 23rd,
and also JP.
May 24th at the Parlor in Providence, right?
In Providence, yeah.
So May 24th, June 23rd is the Boston show. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Midway Cafe.
Yeah, it's about the same distance from Somerville to the Midway Cafe as it is to Midway Island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How many miles exactly
it takes, like, the
is
same,
that, just so we can get it on books here?
I think, like, three. It takes, like, the same amount of time, like, in an Uber to go...
To the Atlantic Ocean?
No, the Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific.
Or Jamaica Plain.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, you don't need a passport to go to... To go to the Midway Cafe, so.
Oh, yeah. But you do to go to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Which is not their plains.
Not the plains of Jamaica.
Not the plains of Jamaica, but the cities, the urban environment, the urban Jamaican environments, you need a passport.
Well, I suppose the idyllic countryside, there's probably nobody there checking, for ID or anything.
Yeah, I suppose there's no one in the Jamaican plains.
Yeah.
I lost total track of that conversation. Are we talking about the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain still?
Yeah.
I thought we were. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So, the Midway Cafe is a good place.
Yeah, love that place.
Yeah, I believe a couple of our bands have played there.
Yeah, I don't think we ever have, right?
No. Sacred Lake has not, so it's our debut there, and should be a good turnout.
Mm-hmm. So, do you know who else is on the bill?
Yeah, good friends, Big Bad Wolf. Shout out, Framingham.
Big Bad Wolf. We were already talking about Chupacabras.
Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah, yep. Pretty.
And Vitamin Sun is the other band. And
Instant Sharma.
Yes. Instant Sharma.
And they're from... Sharma's from Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Mostly.
Yeah. That's far.
It's really, really out there.
Yeah.
And Vitamin Sun is from Alston, so.
Yeah.
Even farther.
It's a great bill, front to back. Every band is really good, so it's going to be fun.
Come on down. All right, yeah. Thanks a lot, Sacred Lake. Really amazing set.
Thank you.
And Joel was like really enthusing about you guys before you even played. So,
oh, cool.
So I had high expectations because he has high standards, and you guys did all right. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Hey,
yeah,
thank
I think
you
we
so
saw
much.
We saw us at Starlight, right? Starlight in Southbridge. That's where we met him.
Yeah. Joel. Yeah, he came out to one of our shows, so he had the preview.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can't see you.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Got a Finder from Tom Baker and the Snakes, Done from Test Meat, and Look from Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. And now here's something from Justine and the Unclean.